Now to Syria, where the promise of the early days of the new government's takeover seems to be evaporating. The killing of hundreds from the Alawite religious minority is posing serious obstacles to unifying the country after nearly 14 years of civil war. The new government has sealed off the area where the clashes took place, but as NPR's Jane Araf reports, tensions had been brewing for weeks already, and a warning, this report contains graphic descriptions of violence.
In the village of Miryamin, a few miles from the major city of Homs in western Syria, we enter the home of Wissam Bilal and walk into a chorus of grief. It's late January, just 5 days since Bilal, who is 40, was dragged out of the house by masked gunmen and shot dead. The home still looks like a crime scene. His sister takes me by the hand into ransacked bedrooms, past a sofa with the cushions shot out, a TV with a bullet hole. They shot in front of a four-year-old child, says Bilal's older sister, Ibtisam Bilal. She says the boy is so traumatized, he imitates the sound of gunfire. His widow, Mace Muhammad, says the gunmen took all their money and their gold jewelry, anything of value, and even things like their photo albums that weren't. Ibtisam says the gunmen called them pigs and drove away in her brother's car. Muhammad is still in shock. Where is public security, she asks. Ibtisam says they want international protection. Bilal was a car dealer who had been a low-level security officer, a job he took because they needed the money, his sister says. The residents of Miryamin are mostly Alawite, an offshoot of Shia Islam, and the same sect as toppled President Bashar al-Assad. They and other minorities seen as supporting the former regime have been targeted by Sunni Arab fighters. This is not the liberation of Syria, Ibtisam says, referring to the name of the group now in power in Damascus. This is the destruction of Syria. Nine-year-old Haider says he wants his dad. He describes seeing gunmen throwing his father to the ground and covering his head before taking him away. Muhammad is now a 30-year-old widow with three young children. The family blames the new government for not protecting them. To whom do we complain, she asks. Who will return a father to his child? The attacks are an extremely sensitive issue for a government trying to persuade citizens they will be safe in this new Syria. A top political official in the Homs governor's office acknowledges the killings, but says the gunmen who entered Miryamin were not connected with government forces. These are criminals, says Obeid Al-Arno. He blames regime remnants trying to sabotage the new government. He says gunmen who rampaged through the village are now in jail. But Ibtisam Bilal told NPR a month later that they had still heard nothing from authorities. At a shop on the main street, we talked to more victims of the day-long attack on the village. A young man, his broken hands wrapped in blue bandages, says masked gunmen beat him with sticks after dragging him out by the hair. His elderly mother says they stopped only when she kissed the leader's boots. He gave her his name, a common nom de guerre of a Chechen fighter. None of these victims want their names used because they fear for their lives. One young man says the gunmen told them to bark like dogs and recorded it with their phones. Another tells us his father was taken to prison and hasn't been seen since. His father says his son is still missing. We later find out his family found his body in the morgue. The governor's office in Homs did not respond to requests for comment. Even the elderly were beaten. Yusuf, 68, says the men made him kneel and pointed a gun at his chest before robbing him. We want a country where there's coexistence, Yusuf says, of multi-ethnic, multi-sectarian Syria. He says they have no other choice. Jane Araf, NPR News, Meryem Ein, Syria.